Welcome to episode 37.
37.
Of Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast. Quite possibly one of our favorite episodes of the year.
This and next week.
Where in this episode, we will simply, we talk a little bit what happened during the week of practice, but this episode is really dedicated to the prediction of all 11 rows of three for the Indianapolis 500.
Yes, it is. We go through each row. We talk about the Fast Nine a little bit. And we obviously talk about our two drivers being bumped.
Yeah. So if you've never done this, try it.
It is very difficult.
It's a lot of fun, but it is very difficult. And then obviously you'll save your sheet and then go back and see how many you get right. I'm going to say the over-under for us is going to be 3.5.
I'll take the over for me. I feel confident.
You're going to take the over? I'll take the under. This is a lot harder than what you think because you're basically just throwing darts at a wall.
You are.
But that's what this episode is dedicated to, the prediction of all qualifying spots for this year's race.
Uh-huh.
It's fun doing it, and we hope you guys enjoy it.
Yep.
We'll be back again next week when we do our...
We will be recapping qualifying,
obviously. Qualifying.
And then we will be doing the same exact thing, but with the finishing order, which can be harder to do. But we will do 1 through 33, the finishing order for the 105th running of the Indy 500.
So, enjoy episode 37. Enjoy the qualifying predictions. Let's see how many get right. Grab a pen and a paper and do it yourself. And let's see how many you do. And if you do it, let's hear from you. Let us know how many you got right, how many you predicted precisely in the exact spot that they qualified.
I'm making a prediction that I'm getting all 33 right.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Okay. I predict you're wrong. So enjoy this episode. Here you go. And here we go, episode 37.
37.
Around the Outside.
Yes.
Pretty fun podcast for us. Pretty fun episode.
One of our favorites of the year.
So today, we will be predicting the entire field, all 11 rows of three, all 33 drivers.
And two being bumped.
But we will predict their exact starting positions.
And it will be perfect.
I doubt that.
It will be spot on.
I don't think that'll happen. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about this week. Since last week's episode, practice has started.
Yes,
it has. Been going on all week. You've been out there every day.
Yep.
I've been out there a couple days. We were both out there today for Fast Friday.
Yep, I was out there all day today.
So
the entire day from open to close. Just some observations throughout the week. I think the overall best race car and race trim there was throughout the week, in my opinion, was in fact Connor Daly. He was up there, and I think it's a really close competitive field this year up front, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, though, because if you listen to the drivers, they are still saying that you can't pass if you get deep. If you're deep in that line, that it's just almost impossible to pass. I think the first two or three we saw when they were out practicing in big trains.
Yeah, they're passing with ease.
Quite a bit of passing going on up front, especially for the lead.
Right.
But you get further back in that thing. And you're
just kind of stuck.
It's just like it has been. And I've been saying this for the last two or three years, that IndyCar needs to fix it. And I understand that when they go and they test and they may take, I think this year they actually took like five or six cars, and they ran this test with all these little aero bits that they were going to add and do whatever they're going to do for.
Right.
But they need to take like the entire field.
That would help a little bit.
Just take the entire field and put them all out there in a train and test your little bits and get something to where we can have some passing further back in the field.
For sure.
So
for sure.
You listen to some drivers, they say it's better. You listen to other drivers. I like Connor Daly said, if you're being lied to, if anybody tells you that it's easy to pass.
Right.
That was a direct quote. Now, it doesn't mean you can't pass.
I think it's a little better.
And it's Indy, and Indy shouldn't be a cakewalk. I mean, but for the fans in the stands, you kind of want a little bit of entertainment.
Right.
So, Honda dominated today. Chevy dominated all week.
We talked about all week. We thought it was the most even it's been in years. You know, the past...
Yeah, and I guess I shouldn't say Chevy dominated.
The past however many years since it's been Chevy and Honda, it's always each month of May, it's been dominated by one manufacturer. And this whole week, we were thinking, oh, it's really equal. So, qualifying was going to be really interesting. Well, Honda's came out and kind of showed what they had.
Yeah, they turn up the boost, and
they're quite strong.
And it's lights out. So it appear now. I don't know. Tomorrow is going to be nuts, or today, whenever you're listening to this. Saturday quals is going to be crazy because I think you're talking about it's going to come down to thousands.
Yeah, or literally, I'd say thousands
or hundreds. We were sitting there talking about it when we got home, and I said, you were sitting there saying, man, Max Chilton's slow as hell, and I'm looking down at his no toe speed, and it's 229
right
point something, and I'm like he's going 229 miles. That's his average,
so he's probably pushing 237 238
and we're sitting there saying that they're slow, and if you listen to some of the drivers because we had our scanners out there today, so we were listening to them. Even they're coming back and saying, we're just slow. Like, you listen to Marco during the week, Marco's like, we're just slow. And he's out there running 230-some miles an hour into turn one. And those guys are amazing. And if you've ever ridden in a two-seater,
you kind of have an idea, a small idea.
You get a little bit of an idea about how talented these guys are.
Yeah.
Because you're out there in a two-seater doing about 185. These guys are doing about 50 mile an hour faster than you. Right.
And the two-seater is insane.
And you're out there on the track by yourself. You're not out there with 33 other cars. I mean, it's...
Right.
These guys doing this at this track is nuts.
It's crazy for sure.
So, here we go. They had to draw, and they went from the order of the draw was determined by lap times for today.
Mm-hmm.
So fastest to slowest. So fastest lap time of the day was Scott Dixon.
Scotty Dixon.
Who pulls like a 233.
With a toe.
Something or another in a toe, but still 233 mile an hour average.
It's quite fast.
All the way down to last of the day, R.C. Enerson. So that was the way they picked. So up comes this guy to pick for Scott Dixon. First pick. They got all the coins laid out on the table.
What do you know?
And what's he draw?
Number one.
Bad news for the field.
He is going to be a fast nine shootout.
So, now, I think what you're going to see tomorrow... Because they can get through about 11 cars an hour,
mm-hmm.
right? So it'll be about 3 hours to get through the whole field, 3.5 hours to get through the whole field, probably. It's still going to be hot at noon.
Yeah,
it's going to be cooler at noon than it is going to be at 3.
So you'll see the earlier cars maybe be a little bit quicker.
Everybody's going to run through the line. I heard some drivers today talk about they thought the track really kind of stayed even all throughout the day today.
Yeah.
It
kind of seemed that way, too, with times.
But then you're going to get a little lull around 3 or 4. And then you're going to have guys going back out between 5 and 6.
Right.
And trying to get in that fast 9. Because it's going to be super tight.
Avoiding the last row shootout.
Or voting the last row shootout.
Which
that is true.
Is something they do not want to be in. If you can lock yourself in tomorrow, that is definitely the ideal situation to have, for sure.
So therein lies the, how do you, where do you sit when you're out there? How do you see the line, because normally we sit on the inside of the track,
yep,
above the F1 suites.
Yeah, and we will be on the outside this year.
Right there at pit exit, right where the qualifying line comes into to play right there.
Right.
Well, we can't sit there this year. So we're basically in the penthouse across, mm-hmm, across the track. I love sitting over there because it's always interesting to watch that line, especially late in the day, because it'll be empty, 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 and then all of a sudden you'll get one or two cars start to make a move, and then it's a mad rush,
right,
to get down there and get in that line.
Yeah, for sure.
And you got to figure from about 5 to 6, you're getting about 11 cars in.
And that's it.
Right? Yeah. Unless you have some people wave off and pull
wave,
in. Yeah,
wave off the road, right? All that stuff.
But so it's going to be absolutely,
yeah, it'll be interesting.
Insane.
For sure.
Tomorrow.
Then you'll have the two lines going. So one where you can withdraw your time and go out, yeah, and that's the fast lane. And then the one where you can keep your last time, but you're going to have to try to make another run. So
I may have all kinds of crazy stuff going tomorrow. I may have my scanner in one ear, and I may be listening to the broadcast, like Townsend and PT and all them guys in the other ear. I mean, because it's interesting to listen to those guys.
Right.
It's going to be crazy.
It will be crazy. Yeah, for sure.
So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we will start our predictions for the 11.
Yes, we will.
The 11 rows of three. Stay tuned. It's going to get fun.
And here is the most anticipated moment of the year. The prediction on around the outside of the Indy 500 starting grid, the 105th running.
See, I like predicting the race. You like predicting quals.
I'm more of a quals guy.
So, again, real quick, going through the draw, you got Dixon, Marco, RHR, Elio, Jones, Hinch, Stephen Wilson, TK, Newgarden, and VK. Those are your top 10.
Yep.
Right. Some notables. Ed Carpenter, 19th. Takuma Sato, 13th. Our dude, Connor Daly. Our dudes, Connor Daly and Graham Rahal, are back-to-back at 24 and 25.
We'll be rooting for him.
Simona is 33rd.
That's no bueno.
Kimball's 34th. Sebastian drew last.
All righty.
So, here we go.
Here we go.
Starting with our first two out.
The bumped.
So, I'll go first.
Okay. I'm sure we actually might have the same. I just have.
I think it's pretty obvious. And it's really a bummer for us because we have a personal connection to Top Gun Racing.
Yes, we do. I actually talked to him today in the garages.
My cousin, David Ayers, is on their crew.
Yes.
And I kind of grew up racing quarter midgets with the Throckmortons.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was actually at his shop for my old job. We were doing something, and it was crazy. But ended up going down and walked in, and it was his shop. And,
right.
It was kind of nuts, but man, I wish they'd make the race.
So do I. So do I.
You know, I'm sure there's reasonings behind it, but they just haven't done a lot of running.
No, they haven't, which, yeah.
So, my first out is R.C. Enerson.
I will just butt in right now and say my first out is also R.C. Enerson.
And my second out, which does not break my heart, because finally, somebody's not going to have their race screwed up. Because the moving chicane is in their way. Charlie Kimball is out.
All right.
So my two out are Charlie Kimball and, unfortunately, R.C. Enerson.
I could not have said it better myself. My two out are R.C. Enerson, and for the same exact reasoning you just said, Charlie Kimball.
As Uncle Cy would say, scrubs are out. So, bye-bye, Charlie Kimball.
Now we get into the field.
So, here we go. And you have the no tow lap times up from today.
I do.
I think that's pretty indicative. The only thing that was a little off about it is Scott Dixon never really got
a clean run.
So who knows? But so I'll start us off.
All right.
We'll go row by row.
Yeah.
Quit looking at my stuff.
I ain't looking.
Yeah, you're cheating.
I ain't cheating.
Row 11.
All right.
The last row party.
All right.
Starting 33rd.
Okay.
Bringing up the rear. Carlin Racing's Max Chilton.
Okay.
Okay. He makes the race. Starting 32nd in the famed number 14, AJ Foyt Racing, Sebastian Bourdais.
Okay.
It's just not a Chevy year for quals.
Right, yeah.
And starting 31st, kind of a shocker because his team is kind of kicking ass, and he ain't. James Hinchcliffe.
Really?
We'll start 31st.
Okay.
On this field. Where was he at in the no-tow time?
Hinch.
Look down towards the bottom.
Hinch was, in fact, 28.
There you go.
Well, all righty. Let's see here.
Row 11. Come on,
row
man.
Row 11. I'm coming.
Well, you got it.
I'm coming. Starting 33rd for me. We have two of the same guys in here.
All right. I'm going to write yours down and mine down.
33rd, I have Sebastian Bourdais.
Seabass.
Same reason he says Chevys are not very good this year.
Okay.
Starting 32nd, I've got Sage Karam.
Sage Karam.
And Dreyer and Reinbold Racing. And then, in 31st, I've got Max Chilton.
Max Chilton. I think Max is going to make the race.
So do I.
All right, row number 10. Outside of row number 10, 30th position, I've got Dreyer and Reinbold Racing with Sage Karam.
Okay.
In the middle of row number 10, I've got Aero McLaren SP driver Felix Rosenquist.
Really?
Which is really shocking because Pato is pretty fast.
Yeah.
And starting 28th, way in the back, shocker, but it doesn't break my heart, the super bright yellow car of Simon Pagenaud.
I'm right there with you.
We'll start 28th.
Well,
inside of row 10.
I will tell you right now, we have one driver in this row.
Okay. All right.
Starting 30th.
Yeah.
In the bright yellow 22 Menard sheen.
You got him worse than me.
Is Simon Pagenaud. Starting in 29th, a little farther down than he was today, I've got J.R. Hildebrand.
Junior.
And then starting, this is 28th now? 28th. The 12 Verizon machine of Will Power.
Will Power, 28th.
Never thought I'd hear myself say that,
that's
but here we are.
To say. All right, so row number 9. Outside of row number 9, starting 27th.
Okay.
Team Penske. The Verizon 5G
all right,
car
we're one off.
Of Will Power starts in 27th position.
Okay.
Middle of that row. A kind of Penske car. Simona DiSilvestro.
Gotcha.
Out qualifies the pole meister himself, Slick Willie P.
Right.
Gets out qualified by Simona.
Okay.
And on the inside of that row, row number 9, is Ed Jones.
Gotcha.
25th. Ed Jones, 25th.
So 27th for me, I have Dalton Kellett.
Dalton Kellett.
In 26th, I have my first Aero McLaren SP car with Juan Pablo Montoya.
JPM.
And on the inside, in 25th, I've got my third Penske car with Scott McLaughlin.
Ooh, you got McGlock all the way down in 25th, huh?
He wasn't very quick.
He was 20th today, dude.
I know, but that, I mean.
All right.
Chevy Power.
Row number 8. Moving on through here. Row number 8. Outside of row number 8, starting in 24th position,
yep,
is the AJ Foyt Racing car number 1 of J.R. Hildebrand.
I like that.
Starting in the middle of row 8. 23rd. Two-time Indianapolis 500 champion Juan Pablo Montoya.
Gotcha.
Who was cussing his spotter out today.
Almost hit. He almost hit. He was almost it Scott Dixon?
Ran into Dixon.
Yeah, it was not good.
Everybody's doing these laps today. And then they
do like a cool down.
Well, because they've got this blocking in their cars. And their engine heats up like tremendously.
Right.
So they're all doing like these 150 mile an hour cool down laps. And their spotters are trying to, and they're trying to stay out of other people's way so they don't ruin their.
Right.
It was kind of nuts. It was kind of crazy. Today. But, and starting on the inside of row 8 in the 22nd position, were actually a really good starting spot for this guy compared to what I thought he was going to be doing. AJ Foyt Racing's Dalton Kellett.
Yeah, for sure.
Inside of row 8 in 22nd. Right,
a little farther up than me. In 24th for me, I have Felix Rosenquist in 24th position.
Felix.
In 23rd position, I have Ed Jones.
Ed Jones, huh?
Yes, I do. And in the 22nd position on the inside, kind of a shocker, Joseph Newgarden in 22nd position.
So not to cut you off.
Oh, you're good.
But I listened to last year's qualification predictions episode.
Did you?
Today on my way to golf. And we were saying the exact same thing that we're saying this year. Where we were predicting the Penske's.
Yeah.
Down in the 20s.
Well, and then it ended up Elio qualified 28th last year.
And I'm like, I mean, what in the world? Chevy...
They need to figure something out.
You do, man. I'm telling you. And I know loyalty is keen. Chevy be hurting if Penske dumped him.
Yes, they would.
I mean, they'd be hurting bad
if
Penske dumped him.
All right. So, on to the next row.
Row number 7. Starting on the outside. Of Rona. This is where it gets hard. And that's pretty cool because we still got 21 spots to go.
Yeah.
That tells you how competitive this race is going to be.
Yeah.
When you've got 21 spots, and really, you can take it down because I think Juan Pablo will have a decent race. I think Simon Pagenaud, who I got starting 28th,
yeah,
I think Simon had one of the best race cars all week.
Yeah, and Will Power's right there. Will Power led practice one day.
Those guys are stout. Now, can they get up there? Can they pass?
Right, we'll see.
That's the problem here.
All right, so, row 7.
Row 7. Outside 21st. Of row 7, 21st, I've got the one-off guy, the guy who's semi-retired for Andretti Autosport, the namesake. Marco Andretti is starting 21st.
Okay.
Starting 20th, the middle of row number 7, RHR, Ryan Hunter Ray.
Gotcha.
And starting on the inside of row 7, the rookie. I think he's the only rookie in the field.
Yes, he will
or
be.
Or is Pietro Fittipaldi a rookie? Did he run last year?
I don't think he's running.
He broke his legs.
Yeah, he didn't run Indy.
Okay. Scott McLaughlin will start inside row 7 in 19th position.
Okay. Starting 21st for me. Predicting him to find a little more speed than he did today. I have James Hinchcliffe starting 21st.
I don't know where he's going to find it at.
Starting 20th. One of my big shocks. On my qualifying.
The big shocker.
The best.
The shocker, man. It's the big shocker.
The best qualifying Penske machine in Simona DiSilvestro.
You got her out qualifying everybody else?
I do.
It wouldn't shock me.
The best qualifying Penske machine.
I think Jay New will be up there, but.
Yeah, we'll see. And in 19th, I have Santino Ferrucci.
I got him. Well, we'll wait. Santino Ferrucci, huh? All right.
Which is him having a little bit worse day than he did today.
Here we go. Row number 6. Starting outside row 6 in 18th position. He's my top Penske qualifier in 18th position.
Yep.
You know that's not going to make Roger Penske very happy.
No, one not?
Is Joseph Newgarden.
There you go.
Starting on the in the middle of row number 6 for Dale Coyne Racing, Pietro Fittipaldi.
Okay.
Okay. And starting on the inside of row 6 in 16th position, and I don't know why I got him this far back because he could be up in the first two rows. Who knows? Is Meyer Shank Racing's Jack Harvey.
Okay.
Starts in 16th.
In 18th for me, a guy you also have in this row, I have Pietro Fittipaldi. Starting 18th. Starting in the middle, I have Stefan Wilson. And starting on the inside, the teammate of the guy you have starting here, the 3-time Indy 500 champ, Elio Castroneves.
It's funny how when we do these things, how we're so close and we don't look at each other's stuff.
We tend to think alike.
Those are the two out in rows 11 through row 6. That's what we got.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. We will come back. We will finish the top 5 rows, the top 15 starting positions for the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500. Stay with us. Welcome back to the qualifying prediction episode of Around the Outside.
The last 5 rows.
Top 15.
I should say top 5 rows.
It
gets tough right here.
This is really hard. If anybody wants to do this, just get your piece of paper out and try to fill this in and see where you land. I think last year we may have predicted
maybe 4.
Maybe. If 4, that. 3, something like that. This is very difficult. All right. Row 5 for me, starting 15th, outside of row 5, another Andretti car, Stefan Wilson.
Gotcha.
Starting in the middle of row number 5, in the 14th position, the three-time Indianapolis 500 champion, the man, Spider-Man, Elio Castroneves.
Love Elio.
And starting on the inside of row 5 in 13th position. Quit looking at my stuff, dude. I see you over there cheating.
I ain't cheating.
Is our boy, Connor Daly.
All right.
Starting 13th, which is, if you'd have asked me on like Wednesday. Matter of fact, I made this thing up like on Wednesday night. Yep. And I had Connor Daly as my pole sitter.
I probably would have had the same. I would have had,
but after pick. Today,
for sure,
man, I don't know. So inside of row 5, 13th position, and I agree with you. He's got one of the best race cars in the entire field. Let's hope he can make some spots up on the start. And
yeah, for sure.
I hope he makes the fast 9, but it's going to depend on weather. And he didn't get a good draw, so I mean, he'd have to go back out at the
we'll
end
see.
Of the day. And
we will see.
We'll see what happens, but Connor Daly inside of row 5.
Outside of row 5 for me, in the 15th position, I have the 47 Air Force Machine of Connor Daly.
That's pitiful, dude. You got him that far back.
You had him 2 spots in front of me. I don't want to hear it.
Pitiful. We bet $10 on his starting spot last year. I lost, by the way.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
And I did pay up.
Starting 14th, I have Jack Harvey.
Jack.
And starting on the inside of row 5 in 13th, finding some Andretti luck, I've got Marco Andretti.
Ooh, Marco. All right, row number four, starting 12th, outside of row number four.
The first row out of the Fast Nine.
First row out. These are the first three out of the outside of the top nine. Starting 12th for me is Rinus VK.
Okay.
He looked pretty stout.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked pretty stout.
Yeah.
Now, Bitcoin took kind of a hit the other day.
It did.
Lost a lot of money.
It did.
But they're still on the side of Rinus' car. But he will start 12th.
Okay.
Start in the middle of row four. Position number 11, Arrow McLaren SP. He looked pretty stout. Pato Award.
Okay.
Where was he on the no-tow list today?
Pato
was... I want to say he was up there.
He was third.
Third on the no-tow list today.
He was third.
I've got him starting 11th.
Well, that's kind of crazy, ain't it?
That is.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
You want to change that real quick?
No. That's what I'm saying, dude. It's so hard.
I'm not going to lie. I just looked at a guy that was second on the no-tow, and I have him in row four.
Graham Rahal.
So.
All right. So, Pato Award, middle of row four. And on the inside of row four, starting in 10th position for me, is the little leprechaun who smoked the wall yesterday.
Oh.
Kudos to the Rahal, Letterman, Lanigan crew.
They gave him a fast car today.
I read somewhere where they stayed in the garages until 4:45 this morning rebuilding that car.
Yeah.
And then we're back in the garages at like 6:30 getting ready for the day.
Got like an hour nap in there.
So kudos to them. And he was fast as hell today, too.
Yeah.
But I've got Santino starting inside of row 4 and 10th.
Okay. Starting 12th for me, I have Ryan Hunter-Reay.
RHR.
A little farther up the grid than not you have him.
We may have to make a bet this year on Graham Rahal, because if you got Graham Rahal in the fourth row, I think you're nuts.
Starting 11th, I have Rinus VK.
Mm-hmm.
And starting 10th, main reason being he got slower and slower as the day went on. And he's going to, I think he had a late draw tomorrow. I have Graham Rahal.
You know when he put up that lap time in the...
Was it late?
Yeah, it was his last run of the day. That was his last run of the day.
Well, hold on.
No, ain't no switching.
Well, I didn't have that information when I made this.
Well, you got to do your research, boy. You were at the track just like I was.
We left before his last run.
Beautiful.
$5. It was your idea to leave.
$5 says he's in the top nine.
No, I ain't doing it.
You're scared.
I ain't scared because I know he's going to do it.
All right, here we go. Row number three, the Fast Nine. These are the guys that will come back on Sunday.
On Sunday.
And shoot it out. So... outside of row three, starting in 9th position, will be Alex Palou.
Okay.
Starting the middle of row three in 8th position will be Ed Carpenter. And starting 7th, inside of row three, Marcus Ericsson.
Gotcha.
There we go. Let me see your row three.
I have in the 9th position, Ed Carpenter.
Ed Carpenter.
In the 8th position.
It wouldn't shock me if Ed was on the pole either. But
I have. Now, I will make a bet with you with this guy.
Yeah.
Pato Award.
You think Pato will be in the top nine?
He was third on the no-to.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And starting 7th, Alex Palou.
Alex Palou. All right. Row number 2. We're getting up to the bread and butter. Starting outside of row number 2. And you want to talk about hard? This is hard.
Yeah, this is kind of tough. Not going to lie to you.
Because any of these next guys, matter of fact, any of the top 9, really the top 12, I could see being, you could put Rinus VK in the top 9. You could put Ferrucci.
In my case, I could put Graham Rahal on the pole.
You could put Graham on the pole. I could obviously put Pato in the Fast 9. I mean, but starting on the outside of row two for me, and it wouldn't shock me if this guy's on the pole,
uh-huh.
or at least on the front row start, is Takuma Sato.
Okay.
Starting in the middle of row number five, this guy could be your pole sitter tomorrow very easily. Andretti Autosport, Colton Herta.
Mm-hmm.
And starting on the inside of row two in fourth position, this guy could be on the pole or on the front row very easily, is Chip Ganassi Racing, Indianapolis 500 champion, Tony Kanaan.
Okay. I have three former champions in my second row.
Yeah.
In sixth, I have TK, Tony Kanaan.
Tony Kanaan.
In fifth, I have defending champion, Takuma Sato. And in fourth, I have the 2008 champion, Scott Dixon, which it pained me to do that, but I just felt really confident about my front row.
All right, here we go. The first row, the front row
party. Well, I already know the three guys in my head just because I'm mentally.
The top three, and you could flip them. Switch them, do whatever you want to with them, and it ain't going to surprise me on any of them. Starting outside of the front row, probably, like you say, one of the best guys right now at Indy. We love him because he does stuff just like the name of our podcast, Around the Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Around the Outside, Alexander Rossi.
Okay.
Will start on the outside of the first row. In the middle of the first row is our 1A or 1B, our dude, Graham Rahal.
Okay.
Will start in middle of row one. And on the pole for the 105th Indianapolis 500, with a four-lap average of 230.724 miles per hour,
okay,
is the GOAT, the legend, Scott Dixon.
Okay. Well, we have one guy on the front row that we both have on the front row. Starting on the outside for me.
I'm guessing it's Rossi. Okay.
He is on my front row. All
right.
Starting third.
He's probably your pole sitter.
I can't tell you that information.
You're getting ready to.
He is starting third, Colton Herta.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's not going to shock me.
Number two, my wild card for the front row, the best qualifying Ganassi, the 8 Husky Chocolate Machine of Marcus Ericsson. If you look, he's been fast.
He has been fast,
and on the pole, the current best Indy driver there is...
Rossi.
Alexander Rossi in the NAPA 27 machine. Oh, with a pole speed average of 231.024.
Never happened.
We never happen.
It's not going to. No, I don't know if anybody's going to do a four lap average of 231.
There were three guys that did it today.
Okay, who?
Marcus Ericsson had a 231.949, so he probably had a little help.
Were they all clean laps?
That's a good question.
Do we know that?
That's a good question.
Because I'm telling you right now, you can look at that top no toe speed, right? That's for one lap.
Right.
Okay. The key to this whole thing, and it's like this always, but the key to this whole thing is how far do you drop off?
Right.
And I think those that can run, if you can put together four laps all over 230 mile an hour, you got a pretty damn good shot of being.
I would agree.
I think being on the pole.
I would agree.
Now that with saying that, your first lap could be in the 231s.
Mm-hmm.
Your first two laps may be in the 231s, but watch your drop off.
We'll have to see.
That's going to be the key to this
whole
thing.
We'll have to see.
I
don't think we had a single one that was the same.
No, we didn't.
We had a couple of the same rows.
Yeah.
That was about it. Oh, well, we did have our two outs.
Our two outs were the same. Yeah. Our two outs were the same. If, so now, let's, okay, so I think we can both agree that R.C. Enerson is out.
I would agree.
Unless he finds magic in a bottle tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I don't see that happening. If you had to replace Charlie Kimball, put Charlie Kimball in the field.
Right.
Who would you take out?
I would probably say Max Chilton. I think you're looking at either Max Chilton or, honestly, Sebastian Bourdais. Yeah. Maybe a guys like those, maybe a Sage Karam.
You know who I'd say?
You're going to say James Hinchcliffe, aren't you?
James Hinchcliffe.
You're crazy.
James Hinchcliffe.
That ain't going to happen.
Look, there is always...
I will agree.
There's always a surprise guy in the top nine. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a surprise guy that's riding that bubble of getting knocked out and not making this field. Hinchcliffe has been bumped out, and he's been on the verge of getting bumped out.
And he's been on pole.
He's done everything. Something just tells me, man. I think Carlin and Chilton are gonna be okay.
They were in fact 33rd today.
Man, how much of a hit would that be to Foyt if Seabass didn't make this race?
That'd be pretty bad.
I mean, that's...
He's not looking too good.
That's not good. None of these guys, man.
He was 31st today on the no-toes.
Could we have another 1995 on our hands where a Penske car
doesn't make the field? Well, if you look at the no-toes...
I doubt it.
Will Power is 32nd. So right. If they end up going about the same speeds they did yesterday, if you're listening to this on Saturday yesterday, you're looking at a Penske being in the last row shootout.
In my mind,
could you imagine that crowd reaction if a guy like Will Power is in the last row shootout and he gets bumped? That would be Fernando Alonso-esque.
Well, I think it would be more than Fernando Alonso-esque. I mean, because you're talking about a Penske driver. You're talking about possibly one of the greatest qualifiers of all time. And you're talking about Indianapolis 500 champion.
Very true.
So, I don't see any way Will Power is not in this race.
Neither do I.
But
he was 32nd.
I don't see any way that Simon Pagenaud is not in this race, or any Penske. I really hope that somebody always finds themselves in a position for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's not Simona and Peretta Autosport, or Peretta Motorsport, whatever they call themselves.
Well,
because I really am rooting for that team.
Right, for sure.
Because, it's they call it a female forward team. And I don't know if they've announced how many women will be going over the wall on race day yet.
I think it's going to be a good amount.
I think half of them will be going over the wall.
Right.
If you watch the video they keep showing about how all these women have like normal jobs, and so they had to meet at the Penske shop. They were at the Penske shop,
yeah,
in Charlotte at like 4:30 in the morning before they went to work. They right. come and do pit stop competition, like tryouts.
Uh-huh.
And the video they keep showing, that chick gets on the left front is a beast.
Right.
I mean, that chick is, you know, off on, and I mean,
right.
that chick could,
for sure.
that shit could, or that chick could change the left front tire of almost so, any car out there. So
I don't think we're too far off with our two out looking at the speeds here. Just decided to take a nice little glance at it because I didn't realize Charlie Kimball was as slow as he was. In 33rd, Max Chilton's fastest no-tow speed of the day was 229.0.
Mm-hmm.
In 34th, Kimball was at a 226.7. And R.C. Enerson was at a 226.0.
So Max Chilton was 229.0.
And Kimball was a 226.7. So a full over 2 miles an hour
over
slower.
Over 2 mile an hour slower.
R.C. Enerson over a little over 3 miles an hour
Where
slower.
Was Simona?
She was 30th with a 229.4.
So what you really want to watch tomorrow is when it gets down to the last four rows, right? Is don't look at the 229 lap average.
Right.
Right. You're looking at the point. What? So they're all going to be 229 point.
Right.
What's the next three numbers?
Right.
That is what you want to look. That is what you want to watch tomorrow. So if you're old school, like when I was going, and you'd have people, they would print out a list of the qualifying order in the Indianapolis Star, with blank boxes, and people would write everybody's times in. You'll see it tomorrow. You look around, you watch some old school guys, and they'll be writing down everybody's score, everybody's right. time. Then they'll write their average down. That's old school. So, but that's our show. That's our wrap-up show. I do want to address a couple things before we get off the air.
Uh-oh.